Ezra chapter 6. Then Darius the king made a decree, and a search was made in the treasury archives that were stored in Babylon. A scroll was found in the palace of Ecbatana, that is in the province of Media. In it was written, a record, in the first year of King Cyrus, he made a decree concerning the temple of God at Jerusalem. Let the temple be rebuilt, as a place where they may offer sacrifices. Let its foundations be laid, 90 feet high and 90 feet wide, with 3 courses of large stones and 1 course of timber. Let its cost be paid for out of the royal treasury. Also, let the gold and silver vessels of the house of God, which Nebuchadnezzar took out of the temple at Jerusalem and brought to Babylon, be restored and brought back to the temple at Jerusalem. Let every one of them be put back in their place in the temple of God. Darius ordered, now Tattenai, governor of the province west of the Euphrates River, Shethar-Bozenai, and your associates, the officials, who are also in the province west of the Euphrates River, should get away from there. Leave the work on this temple of God alone. Let the governor of the Jews and the elders of the Jews build this temple of God on its original site. Moreover, I make a decree that you are to assist the elders of the Jews in the rebuilding of this temple of God. The cost is to be paid in full without delay from the royal treasury and from the taxes collected in the province west of the Euphrates River, so that their work will not be delayed. Whatever is needed, whether young bulls, rams, or lambs for burnt offerings to the God of heaven, along with wheat, salt, wine, and oil, as required by the priests in Jerusalem, let it be given them daily without fail, so that they may offer pleasing sacrifices to the God of heaven and pray for the life of the king and his sons. Also, I have made a decree that whoever alters this edict, let a beam be pulled out of his house, and let him be lifted up and impaled on it. Let his house be turned into a pile of rubble. May God, who has made his name to dwell there, overthrow any king or people that puts out their hand to alter this decree, to destroy this temple of God at Jerusalem. I, Darius, have made a decree. Let it be done with all diligence. Then Tattenai, the governor of the province west of the Euphrates River, Shethar-Bozenai, and their associates, because Darius the king had sent it, implemented it with all diligence. So the elders of the Jews continued building and prospered, accompanied by the prophesying of Haggai the prophet and Zechariah the son of Iddo. They built and finished it according to the commandment of the God of Israel and the decree of Cyrus, Darius, and Artaxerxes, kings of Persia. The temple was finished on the 3rd day of the month of Adar, in the 6th year of the reign of King Darius. The people of Israel, the priests and the Levites, and the rest of the exiles, celebrated the dedication of this temple of God with joy. They offered at the dedication of this temple of God 100 bulls, 200 rams, 400 lambs, along with a sin offering for all Israel of 12 male goats, according to the number of the tribes of Israel. They appointed the priests by their divisions, and the Levites by their divisions, for the service of God in Jerusalem, as it is written in the book of Moses. The exiles kept the Passover on the 14th day of the 1st month, for the priests and Levites had purified themselves, and all of them were clean. They killed the Passover lamb for all the returned exiles, for their fellow priests and for themselves. The Israelites who had come back from captivity, along with those who had separated themselves from the uncleanness of the nations of the land to seek the Lord, the God of Israel, ate and kept the feast of unleavened bread 7 days with joy. For the Lord had made them joyful and had turned the heart of the king of Assyria favorably toward them, to assist them in the work of the temple of God, the God of Israel.